The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good afternoon. Are you ready for Double Time with Double D? Go behind the scenes of the NFL and the game with Dave Duerson. We want to hear your words, too. Don't be afraid to speak up. Now, here's your host, Dave Duerson, Double D.
To Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duerson, and it's my pleasure to be back with you again today, Thursday, April the 8th, for a spirited discussion. And we've got some real special things to discuss as we move along in this conversation today. But we first want to start off by talking about some of the things that have happened in the NFL over the course of the last week, as we discussed last week in regards to Donovan McNabb and whether he was going to end up continuing to finish out his career as a Philadelphia Eagle, whether he would be dealt perhaps to the Oakland Raiders or to another NFL team. We were extremely surprised to find that Donovan McNabb ended up being traded to the Washington Redskins for the number 5 pick in the second round in this year's draft, as well as a third or fourth round pick for the 2011 draft. But I, for one, was not surprised. And the reason behind that is that for those of you who are football fans, if you think in terms of the NFC East, and we are to pose a question in regards to who would we say then would be the Eagles' true rivalry, I'm not certain that we have one. We most certainly can talk about the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins, and there's no love between those two. There's certainly no love between the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants, thereby as it pertains to the Cowboys, both with the Giants and the Redskins, we've got rivalry. Same holds true for the Giants and Redskins. Giants and Redskins, there's no love between the two. So in regards to those three teams right there, you've got rivalries between the two. But certainly, you know, we talk in terms of physical play, nasty play, whenever the Eagles play any of the other three NFC East teams. But there's not that true rivalry factor like your high school rivalries or your college rivalries, Notre Dame versus USC, Notre Dame versus Michigan, you know, where we're talking about just simply a nasty relationship between the two. And as a result of this trade whereby Andy Reid sends Donovan McNabb to the Washington Redskins, we truly now have a bona fide rivalry for the Philadelphia Eagles. They will be looking forward to playing the Washington Redskins, and likewise, and long after Donovan McNabb's playing days are over, I believe that that a rivalry will still exist between the Eagles and the Redskins, fueled by the fact that Donovan McNabb was traded. And still, at the height of his game, he's only 33 years old. He's been to 6 Pro Bowls. He's had them in 5 NFC championship games and 1 Super Bowl. The guy has done everything that you could ask a player to do. And so the bottom line on Donovan McNabb is that we wish him extremely well. We know he's going to finish out his career now in Washington. They are working on a long-term contract as we speak right now. And very quickly and very soon we will see whether this was a great trade for the Washington Redskins or a great trade for the Philadelphia Eagles. My thought: well, the Eagles got young real quick. In fact, as I understand it now, their starting age is some 24 years old. That can bode very well, as it did for us with the 85 Bears. But in regards to the individuals who are no longer a part of the Philadelphia Eagles ball club, you're talking about the strength of their leadership. And so we'll find out what kind of genius Andy Reid has, or whether, in fact, the Eagles have decided to go into a rebuilding mode for the next 2 or 3 years. The only other thing I'll say about the Eagles is that it's now Kolb's job to lose. He's the new quarterback based upon the fact that Donovan McNabb has been traded. Michael Vick is number two. My guesstimation, Michael Vick will win out the job over the course of the preseason and during training camp. And certainly Andy Reid could not even mention Michael Vick at this point and had to name Kolb as his starting quarterback. But if Michael Vick simply earns it and beats Kolb out, then don't be surprised. You may have heard it first here that the Eagles now have a rivalry with the Washington Redskins, number one because of the trade of Donovan McNabb, and that Michael Vick likely is your starting quarterback come opening day of the first regular season game in September 2010. I'm excited to have joining me today for our discussion a gentleman who was drafted out of the University of Georgia. Of course, during my Notre Dame days, we played Georgia for the national championship my sophomore year, so I don't know whether I should be a fan of the Bulldogs or not, but the one thing that's for certain is I have great respect for the football program. And this gentleman went on to then be the number 20 first-round pick of the Denver Broncos. But I was reading an article, and this is what prompted me to have this gentleman join me on the show today. I was reading an article that was released actually on April the 1st, and this was not an April Fool's Day joke. It says here that an entourage of five, 25 brand-new suitcases, 10 hotels in 12 days, 300 brand-new dresses, 500 new pairs of shoes, and diamond-studded tiaras. There are two sides to the life of the NFL wife. You do have those who are only concerned with themselves, their hair, their nails, and their jewelry, but there are those who have the heart to help others. And in regards to this, to what we're talking about here, I'm going to bring in right now Mr. George Foster, who has played 7 years in the National Football League, four in Denver with the Broncos as an offensive tackle, and then on to the Detroit Lions. And he is currently shooting for another spot, so he's waiting to hear from another team, and we're excited to have him joining us. But as I was reading this article, what it talks about here is that you would think that this was just another typical NFL housewife, and it honestly, it pissed me off, because as I was reading it, as I started off reading this article, I got fired up until I found out that actually, in this case, George's wife, Shanita, is doing an incredibly wonderful thing for a great number of deserving and needy individuals. And of course, we're going to get into that discussion. But I got fired up because my ex-wife is one of those NFL wives who could have easily have been on this entourage of five, buying 25 brand new suitcases, 10 hotels in 12 days, and spending ridiculous monies without any kind of focus whatsoever. And in this case, Shanita's shopping spree was $30,000 in one day. George, are you with me?
Yes. Here.
Welcome.
Here,
welcome to Double Time with Double D. It's a pleasure to have you joining us. And this was just really interesting, man. As I read through this article. And, of course, it was a very, very clever press release. And, I didn't want to go off into the full detail of it so that we could have the discussion itself. But your wife, Shanita, and I understand you and many of your colleagues are going to be leaving next week, April the 12th, in fact, for Swaziland, Africa. And that the purpose of this shopping spree is that you guys are going to be hosting a princess party for some 300 orphans and HIV-infected young ladies there in Swaziland. And so it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And if you would, tell us a great deal more about what you and your wife are doing, and then likewise, too, what's happening with your NFL career.
Well, I knew the press release was coming out. It still caught me off guard how it was done. So it was done very cleverly. And I can understand how it could get one's attention, which was the purpose. And,
right.
Like you read, and like you know from reading it, yes, we are trying to do some things over in Swaziland. Most recent, coming up my wife is actually going over there with a couple other wives, one of our daughters, and a couple other women. And they're going to be doing the princess parties for the kids and also doing a weekend for some ladies. And it's called Beautiful Ashes. And they're going to go and feed and clothe and just shower those kids and those widows with love. So that's the whole goal of what we're doing.
That is beautiful. And I, as I understand it also, that you guys will be helping with the construction of an orphanage and of a school for the orphanage that that currently houses some 120,000 children. Is that correct?
Yes, we're in the process right now of collecting donations to start building that school. Education is part of the problem in that country, and the more people you get educated, the better off they'll be. That's a big part of the issues down there, and we're trying to do our part to better some of the conditions down there, and it starts with education. So in the process now of collecting those donations and hopefully get started building soon.
Well, you guys are certainly doing your part. There's no doubt about it. I understand that Takeo Spikes is involved in this process. Mike Furry and many others. So now, will it just be the wives, the ladies who are traveling, or will you guys be making the trip as well?
This trip right here is the ladies.
Okay.
The guys, I'm pretty sure that we'll be going soon, probably the next off season.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, it's in the middle of mini camps and season training. So, and that's just where we are right now. And the guys will be going soon. I promise you that. I just, a couple of guys, a couple other players just came back with me. We just came back from Cornell Green of Buffalo Bills and Tony Hargrove of the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
And along with my agent and some other guys, we just came back. So I know we'll be back. This time it's the ladies. They're going to be doing things as women-based and showing love to the little girls out there.
Okay, very good, man. That is absolutely beautiful. Now, of course, you did just mention your agent, so let's shift gears here for a moment, talk about you, the man, George Foster, and your seven-year career. You start off, you were drafted out of the University of Georgia as an offensive tackle in the first round by the Denver Broncos. Play 4 years there. You blocked for some great running backs and move on to play in Detroit. And so, I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yes. Just wanted to you get an idea as to what you're for this offseason and for the upcoming season of 2010 in regards to where you are in regards to free agency and your next employment. I think we may have lost George. He's been on a cell phone, and we were having some difficulty a little bit earlier with him, but I do have a caller on, so we'll go straight to the caller right now, and hopefully we'll get an opportunity to get back with George Foster and also to discuss his wife, Shanita. But we do have a caller on hold, so we'll bring on the caller now, and while that's taking place, I want to make an announcement that a young lady by the name of Katie Washington was named the University of Notre Dame's 2010 valedictorian. And the reason that this is so sweet is that Katie Washington is an African-American female from Gary, Indiana. And so she is the first African-American valedictorian in Notre Dame's history. She is a biological sciences major. And again, named valedictorian for this graduating class, and will be giving the valedictory address during commencement exercises on May the 16th in Notre Dame Stadium. Ms. Washington has a perfect 4.0 grade point average. She also has a minor in Catholic social teaching. This is one incredible young lady. She's conducted research on lung cancer at the Cold Springs Harbor Labs and performed genetic studies at the University of Notre Dame's Eck Institute for Global Health, and that was in regards to mosquitoes that carry yellow fever. She is also the co-author of a research paper with David Severson, who is a professor of biological sciences. And Ms. Washington also directs the Voices of Faith Gospel Choir at the university. She's a mentor and a tutor for the Sister to Sisters program at South Bend Washington High School. And she also serves as a student coordinator of the Center for Social Concerns there in the university, Lives in the Balance, Youth Violence, and Society Seminar. So we congratulate Ms. Katie Washington on being a valedictorian and first African-American valedictorian from the University of Notre Dame out of Gary, Indiana. And now upon graduation is her plan to pursue a joint MD and PhD at degrees at Johns Hopkins University. So we're talking about an extremely powerful and impressive young lady. I believe we have a caller on at this point. So hello, caller. Oh, Kim?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Welcome to Double Time with Double D.
Well, thank you.
All right. We're having some typical difficulties today, but we're going to work through those. So there's a if you hear a whole lot of stuff going on in your ear, I apologize, but we are certainly on the air. And again, welcome to Double Time with Double D. And you've got a question or a comment?
Well, I was just thrown by the young lady you were just talking about being in Notre Dame.
Yes.
And I wanted to give my congratulations to her because I had never heard of her before. So my congratulations to her.
Yeah. Well, actually, that, in fact, that blew me away, too, because, you know, of course, me being former trustee of the university and obviously an alum and what have you and staying in, as involved as I have over the years, she was somebody that the university never mentioned. And I'm a little bit disappointed in that, and that also that, you know, I received this information through back channels as opposed to the fact that the university has been promoting this. She is somebody, obviously, who should have been on everybody's radar screen, not only, you know, in this last week or so of her academic career at Notre Dame, but certainly with the number of things that she's done, carrying a 4.0 grade point average over the years and doing special research on lung cancer, et cetera. This is somebody that the university should have been celebrating long before, and perhaps even last year when Barack Obama, our president, you know, made the commencement address at Notre Dame, it would have behooved the university to have identified that there were some absolutely incredible students, on African-American students on campus who were making a difference, Miss Katie Washington being one of them.
Well, and one of the things you had just mentioned, which I'm glad you mentioned and I'm curious about, is you were very active with the trustee board. Do you have any plans in the near future to become active again with the board, and what would you like to see happen whether you're there or not?
Well, as it stands, I don't have any plans to of going back to Notre Dame's board. I am... still a trustee for the NFL players, which, you know, it's a 40 to 45 day commitment out of my year. And the Notre Dame board was quite a commitment as well. But I think my work is done as it pertains to the University of Notre Dame in regards to the things that we were involved with there. And, you know, of course, the hiring of Ty Willingham and moving on a number of issues related to student life and particularly that of the minority students and minority faculty, as well as with the Notre Dame Monogram Club and what have you. I believe my time is up and done, but if the right situation came along, yeah, I would certainly and I will always be involved in the behind the curtain in regards to some of the things that continue to happen at the university. But in regards to being out front, I think it's time for some other folks to step up. And, you know, it's good to, and I appreciate and have been blessed to have been one of those strong voices, but some other people have to step up. And, you know, obviously there's strength in numbers, but even though we didn't have a significant number of African-Americans in positions of influence on campus, be they as students or alums, the ones that are involved are quite vocal and quite influential. But I do believe that it's time for a greater number, a greater mass of both current students and former students to step up. And it's their time and it's their turn. But I know you've got another comment or what have you, and I apologize for throwing you off as I was speaking in regards to this valedictorian, but it was just so special. And you know, because we had the technology problem, I decided to go ahead and get that in. But Kim, I know you've got a question or a concern or what have you, so I will give you the mic and let you run with it, so go right ahead.
Okay. Well, this question may be a bit off the path.
That's all right.
For what you're doing, but I've been looking at the ESPN specials on the NFL draft, and I know you've been through this process before, and it's been showing what the combines are doing and all these players. And particularly, they did a focus on one of the gentlemen who, I guess, missed his senior year and went over to London. He's a Rhodes Scholar, and now he's back entering the draft and the
yes.
training. I was wondering what you thought of his chances in the draft. What, you know, and do you have any particular, especially with safety, which is your position, what are your consensus on the draft picks of this year and where some of these so-called high-ranking players are going to go?
Well, this is going to be a very interesting draft, particularly as pertains to safeties. Last year's NFL draft, no safeties were taken in the first round, but then seven were taken in the second round. And, safety, of course, is one of those impact positions on every NFL team. But in regards to the types of safeties that are coming out in this year's draft, there may only be one or two true impact safeties, that being Eric Berry, a junior out of Tennessee, who's a free safety. He's projected as the first and the number one ranked safety in the in this year's draft. And Earl Thomas from Texas, who basically is a third-year sophomore. In other words, he was a redshirt freshman, played 2 years of college ball at Texas. But he's the number two player, and he's a combination of both a free safety and a corner. And then the third guy is Taylor Mays from USC. But he is, a big guy, but only had some seven interceptions over the course of his college career. To put that in perspective, I had seven my senior year, and so he's not considered a ball hawk. And although he, is a guy who explodes into players when he's there at the point of impact, what we don't see a lot from Taylor Mays is where he's simply in on a number of plays and a great open field tackler. We see him making a lot of great collisions on receivers, but it could very well be that he's only able to make the great collision on the receiver because he was just a little bit late in getting there to make the play on the ball. And so that doesn't so much speak to one's athletic ability as much as it does to their intellectual smarts. And so, therein we get to the point where we talk about the young man from Florida State who is a Rhodes Scholar, and the NFL has questioned him in terms of his character simply because he's such a sharp and bright young man. So it's a bit awkward that we would be talking about a Rhodes Scholar having a character issue, that being the fact that he is truly a thinker and has a bright future beyond the National Football League. So it's an interesting time, Kim. Now, have you been following this entire process in regards to the college draft and free agency and all those things, and in regards to the trade, for instance, of Donovan McNabb? Have you been following all that activity, as well as perhaps Ben Roethlisberger and all the crazy things that are happening in the NFL?
Absolutely, and I was going to add I was hoping you'd let me do a follow-up question because I'm from Texas, so obviously being in the DFW area with the Dallas Cowboys, the trade of Donovan McNabb is something we're kind of happy about because he doesn't have Donovan going to, it would have been better to get him out the conference, but he's still in the conference, and I want this is like a five-part question, I almost want to say, because I'm wondering, in terms of the Eagles, how smart it was for their executive staff to trade Donovan into the same division so that they still can compete against him, even though he may not have the same amount of weapons and as with the Redskins as he did with the Eagles, he's still in their league. And if ever there was games or Cinderella team, if they don't try to win any other game during the year, that's definitely one Donovan is going to ride their tails about twice a year to beat the Eagles.
Absolutely. And there's no doubt about that. And, you know, as I had mentioned at the top of the show, the Eagles have never really had a bona fide rivalry. You being there in Texas, where are you, in fact, in Texas?
I am in Southlake, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay, so the Dallas Cowboys. My point, I'm assuming you follow the Cowboys, whether you're a Dallas Cowboy fan or not. I would imagine that perhaps you are.
Absolutely.
Is there a rivalry between the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles, or is it just one of those divisional games that they've got to win twice a year?
Right.
I'm asking you the question. Is it truly a rivalry game between the Cowboys and the Eagles, or is it just a divisional opponent, as opposed to when the Cowboys play the Redskins and the Cowboys play the Giants? That's true rivalry and nasty. But I'm just not certain and convinced that the Philadelphia Eagles have a true rivalry, or that has existed in the past in the NFC East. And I was just wondering, since you're calling from the Dallas area, if in fact you can shed some light on that.
Well, I'm not sure that there's a true rivalry between the Cowboys and the Eagles, although here in Texas, we take any challenge very seriously.
Right.
So if somebody is out there to beat the Cowboys, we take that very seriously. So I'm not sure that is a true rivalry, but definitely the rivalry with the Redskins is true blue. We have people coming up in as many droves as we drive to support the Cowboys in their games. We have just as many people coming from D.C., and I have girlfriends who start sending me stuff about how we're going to be beaten to a pulp by the Redskins, knowing how good they are or are not. So that is a definite rivalry. And so with Donovan going there, we're definitely keeping on top of what's going on in that circle. And we're probably delighted that he doesn't have the weapons that he had in Philadelphia. But, I'm just wondering, in terms of the Eagles' standpoint, how smart that was for the management to trade him still within their circle, because he's got to come back in a fierce way. And then, what happens to Michael Vick? This has got to be a great time for him because, there's no, how does he has a greater chance to win the starting position at this point.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, although I would agree with you that McNabb does not have the kind of weapons currently in Washington that he had in Philadelphia, Donovan never really had any weapons in Philly, with the exception of the 1 year where they brought in Terrell Owens, which that experiment went bad, although they did go all the way to the Super Bowl. And then last year, where they were beginning to bring in some younger talent, but those guys haven't fully developed yet, and unfortunately that'll play better towards their new quarterback in Kolb than with the opportunity that Donovan had to have worked with those guys like DeSean Jackson and what have you. But I will tell you that I expect big things out of Donovan and the Washington Redskins. And so, Kim, we thank you for your call. And look forward to your continuing to support us. So, again, thanks for calling the Double Time with Double D, and we'll be talking with you soon, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And to the rest of you listeners out there, you can reach out to us as well and get in on this discussion. And you can hit us at 888-346-9144. Again, that's 888-346-9144. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got George Foster back online, and we're going to continue our discussion about all these incredible things that are happening in this this princess party that's going to take place in Swaziland, Africa, beginning next week on April the 12th. And it should be just incredibly awesome for some young ladies and orphaned kids in the Swaziland area. So stick with us. You got Double Time with Double D. We'll be right back.
internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your inner journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights, meet our guests, get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're tuned in to Double Time with Double D, featuring host Dave Duerson. Get in on the action. Call us now at 1-888-346-9144. For Double D, that's 888-346-9144. Or drop an email to DoubleDFans@ddfavor.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Dave Duerson. You've joined us for another episode of Double Time with Double D. And again, today we're discussing some philanthropy and some special things that are happening back in the motherland, in Swaziland, Africa. And joining me is George Foster, who is a native of Macon, Georgia. He was a graduate of Southeast High School. And although he had always had a great love for sports, it was at Southeast that he blossomed into the incredible philanthropic individual that he is today, having played multiple sports in high school, football, basketball, and track. Football being the sport of choice, and from high school, then went on to play for the University of Georgia. But it was during George's high school days, George, that I understand that you got seriously involved in helping the physically challenged, and you participated as a coach and chaperone for the Special Olympics, and have continued to do so with a number of different causes. Particularly even while you were there in Denver. And I'm wondering if you're doing the same thing in Detroit. But, this speaks to the type of individual that you are. And so, this project of you and your wife hosting this special party and building a school for these orphans in Swaziland, Africa, this is nothing new. This is obviously part of your ministry and your life's work.
Yes, it's something that my wife and I, we take pride in being able to help other people. When you're given so much, you're expected to help others. And yeah. I think that's our life calling. It's not in our makeup to be selfish and just keep everything to yourself. It's not enough to do that. You have to lend a helping hand wherever you see fit.
Absolutely. Now, is Shanita there with you on the call as well, so we can ask her some additional questions, or are you going to be filling us in regards to all the activities that are happening yourself?
Yes, here she is.
Okay, very good.
Hey.
Hey, hello there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I apologize if we were having some technical difficulties and what have you, but welcome to Double Time with Double D. This is Mrs. Shanita Foster. And Shanita, I got to tell you that this was one clever press release article that you guys put out because it had me fired up. And you know, being one of those former retired players who had a wife who loved to spend money, when I first started reading this thing, I got fired up, and I wasn't happy about this at all until I continued to read. So a very, very clever press release, but more important. Tell us about the number of exciting things that you guys are doing in relation to this trip to Swaziland, and why Swaziland? You know, how it came to be that your focus turned to Africa and to helping these young ladies.
Well, we ended up selecting Swaziland because during a birthday celebration, I was kind of like you said, your wife that would like to spend money. I knew that there had to be a bigger purpose for us. So I got Joy Williams, actually Big Cat Williams' wife.
Okay.
I said, hey, we need to go on a mission trip. She's like, okay, to where? So I called up George's agent and his wife. She does a lot of humanitarian work, and she had just got back from there, and she explained to me that there was over 60% orphans and that in 40 years the whole country would be extinct didn't get the HIV rate under control. So 2 weeks later, we were actually on a flight, not even knowing what we were walking into, and that's how Swaziland came to be for us.
that is awesome. But if I just heard you correctly, you said that some 60+% of the children or the people are currently infected with HIV, and that some 40 years from now the country could very well no longer exist.
Yeah, there's 990,000 people there, so the country is about the size of New Jersey. It's actually one of the few African countries that is still ran by kings. But there is over a 60% orphan rate. The life expectancy there is 15 years, so generally children born there only live to the age of 15.
My God. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm moved by what you guys are doing. And also, you know, again, as I read your article, I most certainly, you know, look forward to having you and your husband George on my show to discuss this. And with the type of listening audience and fan participation that I have, I've got the kind of individuals who like to get involved. So how can we help you?
Oh, definitely. You can log on to www.beyondtheintomgame.com, and we always list our upcoming events there. There's actually more about the story on my journey. It's kind of funny, like you said, because I really was at a point where, you know, we were living the lifestyle that, you know, most athletes incur as far as, you know, Laker games and going out and just doing a lot of stuff. And it just brought me to a place where, you know, I'm asking a great deal of our peers to step up. Charlie Batch's wife, Natasha Batch, is going with me actually this time. And I know, you know, Dominique Johnson, she works a great deal of marketing with a lot of athletes. She's calling a lot of athletes, entertainers, and just people in general to be responsible. So if you go to www.beyondtheintomgame.com, you can get some information. There's a lot of ways you can donate. There's ways, I mean, you can find something within the list of things that we're doing that you can donate. And one of my sayings is every dollar counts. I don't care if it's a dollar. You know, we can utilize it. And, you know, the children there, you'll see pictures. They don't have clothes. They don't have shoes. I mean, if you want to provide food where there's shelter, we're building a school. There's something for everyone to do to get involved.
Shanita, I am so proud of what you're doing. And, you know, and obviously you're a woman who's got her head on right. And and apparently at some point, you know, you woke up to the fact that there's more to life than this so-called
Gucci purses and nice shoes.
And walking around, saying, well, you know, guess who I am or whatever, because that's certainly true for us, the athletes, too. But I tell you what, with the fact that you've had this wake-up call and that you're reaching out to other individuals, as you said, Charlie Batch, his wife is involved, and Big Cat Williams, and you know, of course, Cat, that's my guy. But you know, but with your outreach and your sharing and the fact that you're so raw in saying that, hey, look, you know, I was one of these wives, but right. there's more to life here. I guarantee you, not only are you going to be helping these unfortunate children in Swaziland, you're going to save some marriages within the National Football League and probably in other professional sports and entertainment. Because I guarantee you that's exactly what it's all about. That ultimately, you know, for the husband and wife team, you know, being in celebrityhood, as you very well know, you know, that makes it's tough enough just in that one piece. But you add on top of that, you know, the spending and all those types of things, and that can get out of control. But now having found a ministry, found a focus and a purpose, that's something that both you and obviously George can get behind, and a number of other professional players and their wives and what have you. And I'm going to predict that without question, you're going to save some relationships in regards to this. So this ministry, you know, this involvement that you have and that you guys have going is going to reach far beyond Africa and touch base with some other folks. Can you stick around for a minute? Because we need to take one more break and come back. Can you hang around? Because I've got a number of other questions I'd like to ask.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, beautiful. All right, well then hang in there with us. And hopefully, we'll have some other callers that'll hit us back on this back half. I've got some emails with questions as well. So, again, this is Dave Jorson with Double Time with Double D. And I've got on Ms. Shanita Foster and her husband, George Foster, of the Denver Broncos and the Detroit Lions. Stick around. We're having a great conversation about helping some people, and you can get involved too. Beyond the game, beyondtgame.com. But in the meantime, hang around. We'll be right back. Double Time with Double D.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Spin It with Chuck Foreman has a spin on so much that's going on, it will be hard to fit it all into the promo. We'll talk about the weekend games, what to look forward to, hot topics in the news. Spin It Old School, which gives a back-in-the-day approach from Chuck. A no-spin zone, where Chuck gives an unbiased opinion and lets you do the same. Chuck will be taking us around town and around the world with news, happenings, and more. It's football, news, and happenings. Tune in for Spin It with Chuck Foreman, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Double Time with Double D featuring host Dave Duerson. Get in on the action. Call us now at 1-888-346-9144. For Double D, that's 888-346-9144. Or drop an email to DoubleDFans@ddfavor.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duerson, and joining me today are George and Shanita Foster. George, being a 7-year veteran in the National Football League, is an offensive tackle, both with the Denver Broncos and the Detroit Lions. He's now a free agent and looking for work, and we expect that he'll be getting that phone call very soon. But it's a real pleasure to have his wife, Shanita, on the phone with me right now discussing Beyond the Game, which is their charity. And you can reach them on the web at Beyond, that's B-E-Y-O-N-D, the letter T and the word game, G-A-M-E.com. And they're doing some incredible things. So, Shanita, I want to get back to this discussion about the incredible things that you guys are doing in a number of ways in which my listening audience and other players and what have you can get involved in this discussion. And it's just particularly impressive that you're doing this in light of all the stuff that we, you know, everything that I see these days with reality TV, we've got now even within the NFL, there's the wives have an association, which I'm still questioning. But when I see this other stuff, though, about the wives on the reality TV shows and all this other kind of stuff, I know for the most part that, granted, there are a number of households that are just like that in the world of pro sports. But there are also those others where the athlete and the spouse have found balance, and it's a balanced household, with high morals, et cetera. And certainly, you and George fit that particular mode that I'm speaking of. So, it's just a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. And even with Beyond the Game, it's not just the things that we're doing in Swazi. It's about Beyond the Game, just in life in general, and just to touch on what you just said, just in general with the media, that's 5%, of athletes or athlete couples that have the Bentley money or the 20,000 square foot, house money. But, there's over 56 players on a team, and I guarantee you all those players aren't making that same amount of money. So,
right.
The media is putting it in a place where people expect things from these athletes, their families, their wives, that they can't necessarily provide financially. So with that said, we're putting not only our athletes, but their wives and their families in compromising positions by trying to, quote-unquote, keeping up with the Joneses,
yes.
I kind of say. And I think also, too, when the guys go into a transition from not being an athlete anymore, it's very complicated for them when they go out to seek a job, whether it's coaching or at a corporation or even your local. So those people seem to expect that you've had $1 million, and if you're coming to ask for a job, that you spent that money. And I know you can attest that a lot of times that is definitely not the case.
Yes, absolutely. One of the fortunate ones who played 11 years in the National Football League, but the average career is 3.2 years. And most guys are not making that big money. But then the other part of that, too, is, the day I got drafted, shortly after I showed up in Chicago at Hallis Hall, I was driving my little 1978 Chevette and, that I got in college, and I'm just cool. Hey, it's my mode of transportation. I'm not thinking anything else. And I'm also just about to get married, and, then we had a kid on the way. So I'm doing my thing, and the Bears called me in and told me the Chevette's got to go. So so even the organization was telling me that I had to portray a certain type of image, and of course they weren't giving me any additional monies to replace my Chevette. But what they were telling me was that with the signing bonus and the monies that they had given me, that it was expected that I was going to be living a particular type of lifestyle, or at least portraying one. And so I'm it's just a real pleasure to have you on the show and to see the number of things that you're doing. Now, in regards to this shopping spree that you went on, and the princess party that's going to be taking place, obviously, we're not going to be able to be there with you, but I'm believing, though, that there's going to be a number of photos and what have you that will be laid out on your website. But if you could, you know, take us there right now in regards to what these young ladies can expect, and you know, how many different people are you expecting to participate? And I understand that not only is it pairs of shoes and dresses and tiaras and various clothes and what have you, but Bibles and what have you as well. So this is a very impressive shopping spree that you guys have been on.
Oh, definitely. We're expecting over 300 orphan girls, and the reason I selected the Princess Party, I don't know if a lot of people know, but me and George have 5 girls. I can't seem to get a boy. So our house is filled with a lot of tutus and princesses and just pink everywhere. And when I was there, a lot of people are focusing on feeding the kids and clothing them and education, but one part that I saw missing was fun. And I know with my children, you know, they wake up every day and everything is just fun, you know, cake, ice cream. And for a lot of these kids, they're only receiving meat and vegetables once a year. Mm. So in the process of us trying to raise money for the school, I said, hey, you know, why not every time we return, we do something along the lines of fun? And, you know, that's when we came up with the whole Princess Party idea, with Princess Tiana coming out this year with something not only that my children can relate to, but a lot of other children. And just giving them the opportunity to have a day of a good meal. We're taking over 500 new pairs of shoes, 300 dresses. Brian Scott, we're actually this weekend celebrating his wedding. He's getting married this year, but Brian Scott purchased 300 Bibles for us to take over. So we're going to do, you know, a whole segment on the promises that God has for his little girls, and this is going to be an awesome time.
Oh, man, this is incredible, Shanita. And, you know, I'm going to ask that when you guys get back, that sometime shortly after you're back in the States, that we have you back on the show, and that we discuss the Princess Party and just the impact that you guys had on those young ladies and those families and all those individuals. But you know, we're talking about, again, orphaned young ladies in Swaziland, Africa. And to you guys, our listening audience, Shanita just shared with us that over 60% of the young people there are that now is that the average age is average life expectancy is 15?
Is 15 years. 15 years, that's correct. 5-0? Yeah, 15 years, just period. The average life expectancy is 15 years.
1-5, 15. Yes, 15, 1-5. I wanted to share again with our listening audience before we go to close that the organization Beyond the Game, it is a 501c3. It's created to assist widows and orphans in Swaziland, Africa. And Shanita Foster has joined us on the show today. Shanita, you and your husband George both joining us, has been a real pleasure to have you on the show. And we're going to certainly do our part. And I'm challenging our listening audience to get involved with this as well. I mean, we're talking about young orphans, young men and women who have a life expectancy of 15 years, 1-5. That's 10 years plus 5. And so to the extent that we can make a difference by getting out some information and changing the lives of young people. And again, information is power. And so, again, I applaud Shanita and George for what they're doing, and Charlie Batch and his wife, and Big Cat Williams and his wife, all being involved in this process. And so, again, Shanita, we just want to thank you, and I'm asking that you'll come back and join us shortly after your trip to Swaziland, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Okay, again, we really appreciate you joining us on the show. And for all of you out there listening, again, this is Double Time with Double D. Again, we just want to thank you guys for continuing to listen to our show and to participating with us. A number of great things that are happening out there. Of course, we've got the sad stories, too, and God bless the families there in West Virginia who've lost a number of family members. And so, again, whether you're involved in Swaziland or what's going on in West Virginia or what's going on over in Haiti or any place else, get involved, make a difference, and you too. We'll see that it doesn't take many, and we can do this one person at a time. But at the end of the day, you got to get involved in order to see some things happen. So again, we thank you for joining us today. Again, I'm your host, Dave Duerson. We'll see you again next week on Double Time with Double D. Until then, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks again for joining Dave Duerson for Double Time with Double D. We'll be back again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern for another look inside the game, words of inspiration, and more on the Voice America Sports Channel. Game's on again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.